And a pleasant good morning from Hoffman Estates at the Sears Center Arena. It's morning D-League basketball as the Windy City Bulls take on the Canton Charge alongside our courtside engineer, Evan McLean, and our color commentator, Michael Walton. I'm Julio Rauseo. Bulls and the Charge this afternoon. It's Education Day at the Sears Center Arena. Evan's got our crowd mic tuned up pretty loud today, so you'll hear lots of screaming, high-pitched screaming this afternoon from those youngins.
I hope not too loud.
I hope not too loud either. Michael, I must say, I'm quite jealous. I wish when I was in school, I had a field trip to go to a game.
I was just thinking, I don't remember these type of opportunities being available to us when we were that age.
No, I went to Robert Crown or New Salem down in Springfield to tour Abe Lincoln, but never a game to skip school. That's pretty good. It's a good crowd on hand. There's even some people playing hooky from work. But it should be a great game, and what a night it was Monday evening for the Windy City Bulls. A big home victory. They won 103-89 over the Maine Red Claws, and arguably their best home performance of the season.
Definitely, and that was a victory against a team that was actually leading the Atlantic Division, so really big as Windy City tries to push for a playoff spot.
The Bulls led at the half 57-30 against Maine, but then were outscored in the second half 59-49. So that first half really was vital for the Windy City Bulls, and what a night it was Monday evening for Alec Brown. 13 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double. Joked with myself in the post-game show. He was looking for that triple-double. He had seven blocks in the game. Our Jamie Newell, who's doing TV sideline reporting, he spoke to assistant coach Bobby Luntz. And according to Coach Luntz, he thought Monday evening was the best defensive performance for the Windy City Bulls this season.
And they're hoping to carry over that effort for sure, Julio, as we head into this matchup against a very potent offensive team.
Starting lineups for the first, we'll give the starting lineups for the Canton Charge. Roosevelt Jones, Jonathan Holmes, Eric Moreland, who's ranked number 5 in the Gatorade D-League prospects to watch, John Holland, and Kay Felder, who we've heard his name quite often in the pregame show. He was assigned by the Cavs yesterday and is in the starting lineup this afternoon for the Canton Charge. Jones, Holmes, Moreland, Holland, and Felder, the Charge starting five. For the Windy City Bulls, Jarrell Eddy, Alfonso McKinney, Alec Brown, Aaron Thomas, and Will Bynum. Round out Nate Lenzer starting five. Eddy, McKinney, Brown, Thomas, and Will Bynum.
And we're going to throw it to Colin for a sideline report.
Hey, guys. Well, there's an interesting stat here that the Canton Charge are 16-6 when they out-rebound their opponents. So the Bulls need to try to out-rebound them in order to have a good shot in this game. 16-6 when out-rebound their opponents. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Colin Michkowski. We'll hear from Colin throughout the evening. He did a great job in our pregame coaches interview with head coach Nate Lenzer. Last time these two teams met was on December the 23rd. Canton won the game 94-84. Third meeting of the season between the two teams. Both have picked up a victory. And it was interesting, in that last minute meeting, there was no Jarrell Eddy or Will Bynum. They weren't on the team yet. Could give the Bulls a little added boost in this game.
Definitely, it can also help having some unfamiliarity on their side out there. As we know, these two teams know each other well. I think it was a good point Colin made about the rebounding, because Eric Moreland, huge on the defensive glass for Canton, going to be big containing him tonight as well.
No Thomas Walk up again for the Windy City Bulls. He's still out with a foot sprain. However, he did participate in shoot-around this afternoon, so he will miss another game as we're getting the fist pumps from some of the players courtside. Aaron Thomas was kind enough to say hi to us. Even our own Evan McLean, you gave him a pep talk.
That's my guy. Come on. Talk to Will Bynum a little bit pregame as well, so you'll hear that throughout the broadcast.
Looking forward to that as both teams head to center court. No Farrakhan Hall today. We found out he's a healthy scratch. John Octius returns for the Windy City Bulls. He missed Monday evening's game. And we'll surely see more of David Lowery III in his debut with the Bulls. Had 16 minutes on the floor and 9 points for the Bulls. Canton in their road maroon uniforms, Bulls in their home white. And the opening tip controlled by Moreland and the Canton charge. Canton going left to right on your dial. Bulls right to left as Roosevelt Jones has it, gives it to Moreland in the paint. And a ball stolen away by Will Bynum. Bynum lobs it to Jarrell Eddy. Eddy to Aaron Thomas with the two-hand slam. Not a bad way to start the game for the Bulls. Good steal by Will Bynum.
And good to see them get out in transition early on.
2-0 as Kay Felder fires a three in the face of Will Bynum. Should be a good matchup this afternoon. The crafty veteran Will Bynum against Kay Felder.
Crowd going to get a little bit of a point guard education today for sure.
3-2 just underway. Bounce pass from Bynum to Alfonso McKinney. Down the paint right side. And Alfonso McKinney a little lob there. Gets the bucket to roll through. 4-3 is our score. And down the paint working quickly. Shifty move from Kay Felder down the left wing. 5-4 our score. Or should I say 5-4 Felder. Jarrell Eddy, nice bounce pass from Alfonso McKinney. I like the pace early on as Jarrell Eddy with a layup down the left lane. 6-5 early on. Moreland fires a jumper close to the free throw line. That's no good. Jarrell Eddy gets the rebound for the Bulls. Again, Bulls going right to left on your dial. Will Bynum in the left wing. Crossover, double team, fires it to Alfonso McKinney at the top of the key, driving down the left baseline. The floater, it's good, a whistle, an offensive foul.
And I thought that could have been a 50-50 call either way. Personally, I thought it was a block from where I'm sitting, but easy for me to say, Julio.
Alfonso a little quick down the paint, good defense by Moreland. And I agree with you, Michael, it was a 50-50 call, and the official took the Canton 50% there. Felder has it as he crosses the timeline. High pass to Jonathan Holmes. Roosevelt Jones, the big man, has some dribble. Little erratic down the paint. Lost his balance. Loses the ball and rolls out of bounds. Windy City basketball.
And as I often do, Julio, my first and maybe only kicks watch of the day, I want to give a quick shout out to Kay Felder for a fresh pair of Kyrie Irving threes. Kudos to him.
I'm quite jealous as a guy who wears size 17 shoes. I really don't have a large selection of sweet shoes as Aaron Thomas crossover and the reverse layup off the left glass. Good move there by Aaron Thomas, 8-5, and Kay Felder fires a three working quickly down the right wing. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Roosevelt Jones. Those are sweet kicks, I must admit. They're maroon shoes with the pink Nike swoosh.
Definitely a nice accent to it, and I think it helps Felder a little bit. Is it the shoes going on today?
Can you find out for me if they have those in size 17, Michael?
I'll do the best, Julio. I can't guarantee it.
I appreciate that. Aaron Thomas in the right wing, guarded by Jones. A crossover, pull up, Jay. That's no good. And the rebound controlled by Eric Moreland.
And I would have liked to see the ball swing around a little bit more on that possession.
Moreland down the paint, puts a little elbow down on Alfonso McKinney. No whistle. McKinney didn't have his feet set in the paint. And the layup is good. 8-7 Bulls with the lead. Again, a quick pace here. 3 minutes into the ball game. Will Bynum, a little soft pass, nearly stolen away. Alfonso McKinney, the floater, a whistle. A foul is going to be charged.
And maybe a travel on McKinney there. That's what they were calling for. But so far, I like the aggressiveness we see from McKinney early and often looking for a shot.
Jonathan Holmes charged with the foul. Alfonso McKinney heads to the free throw line. Alfonso, 15 minutes on Monday night, 9 points in the victory over the Maine Red Claws. McKinney's first free throw, it's good.
And McKinney is definitely the type of player who I think fits today's NBA, a 6'8 combo forward. Really, the key for him is going to be extending his shooting range out to the three-point line, but I think we'll see him on that Gatorade call-up list sooner than later.
Second free throw, off the mark, no good. Alfonso, former Wisconsin Green Bay standout. Felder has it as he crosses the timeline, a bit of a high bounce. Gives it to Holland, crossover, right paint to Moreland. Moreland, soft pass was taken away by Alec Brown. Bulls have it in transition, slowing the tempo down a bit. Jarrell Eddy firing a deep three all the way from Barrington. That's off the mark, no good. Felder with the rebound. Soft pass. Give it right back to Felder. Top of the key, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Alfonso McKinney stolen away, and Roosevelt Jones pickpockets Alfonso McKinney and gets the easy layup, and we're knotted at nine.
And it's a good pace to the game right now for both teams, Julio, but the Windy City is going to want to pass it around more, looking for their shot. Too much stagnation on offense.
Will Bynum, a couple crossovers. He fired a three, was no good. Hit the floor, no foul called. Canton has it. Felder with the alley-oop pass a bit too high, and the ball taken away by the Bulls. It was intended for Roosevelt Jones. Bynum out to Jarrell Eddy. Eddy down the right baseline. Ball swatted away, goes out of bounds. No, excuse me, they're going to rule a foul on Canton. I believe it's charged to, they're going to give the foul on Holmes, his first.
And when I say stagnation on offense, Julio, too much dribble and a guy taking a jump shot with everyone else watching. I want to see a little bit more screen roll action.
Aaron Thomas inbounds pass to Will Bynum. Bynum gives it right back to Thomas. Catch and shoot, three is good. Aaron Thomas from downtown. Aaron Thomas on the season is a 31% three-point shooter, and the Bulls regain the lead 9-12, 7.5 to play here in the first.
And when you do run the pick and roll like that, you draw the defense in. Easy for the spot-up shooter to knock down that three.
Holmes in the paint to Moreland. Moreland in the post, spins. Turnaround jumper is good from the left baseline. John Holland for two. 12-11 our score. Will Bynum in the left wing. Going near the corner, now posting up on Felder. Diving down the baseline, Will Bynum with the floater. Turns around with a look at Felder. Felder gets it, gonna go straight at Will Bynum. Directing traffic in the right wing. Quick pass to Holmes, 14-11, Bulls with the lead, 6:45 to go in the first. Felder in the right wing. Couple of dribbles, fires a jumper, it's short, and the rebound Alec Brown. Will Bynum crossing the timeline. Off the Brown screen, the left wing. Bounce pass to Alec Brown. Catch and shoot. Three from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Fonzo McKinney nearly had the rebound. But it goes into the hands of Roosevelt Jones. Jones driving. Lost his handle. High pass. Nearly stolen away by Bynum. And Holmes from downtown. Jonathan Holmes. Bring it up for three.
And again, we see the Windy City Bulls a little out of sorts here, but they got a good shot the last time down. I'd maybe try to get Alec Brown going again on that pick and pop.
Holmes a 35% three-point shooter. We're tied at 14, halfway through the first. Alfonso McKinney, lob pass to Aaron Thomas in the left wing, six on the shot clock, crossover. Thomas with four on the shot clock, down the baseline, tried to go for a dunk. Swatted away into the hands of Alec Brown. Brown tried to go for a layup. He's fouled. And he'll shoot two free throws after the break. Timeout, Windy City. 5:46 to go in the first. We're tied at 14. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
I haven't played them, but from what I've known would be keeping them out the paint, keeping their guards out the paint, and you know, their bigs, you know, stopping their bigs from scoring easy baskets, just make them take contested shots.
That was Will Bynum talking about the Canton Charge was not with the Windy City Bulls in their last meeting in December. They're tied at 14, 5:46 to go, first quarter, alongside Evan McLean and Michael Walton, Colin Michkowski. I'm Julio Rauseo. Midday basketball in the Chicago suburbs. Good crowd on hand, a very boisterous group of school children here.
And how could you not be excited on Education Day?
You don't have to be in class. That's the main thing I'd be excited about. Getting ready for two free throws, Alec Brown to shoot him for the Windy City Bulls.
And before we went to break there, you just saw why Eric Moreland is such a highly rated prospect. Excellent at protecting the rim and hitting the glass there. Had a couple contesting good block shots before he eventually fouled Brown.
Brown at the charity stripe makes the first. Alec this season from the charity stripe, an 82% free throw shooter. Certainly like seeing that from the 7'1" center. Michael, you mentioned rim protector. That's the big, as the NBA transitions to the analytics, as Brown makes the second, rim protector has become a very valuable statistic.
Definitely, and if you can do what Alec Brown does, which is combining a three-point shooting stroke with that, you're money.
Moreland nearly had the ball stolen away from Aaron Thomas, kept the ball, took a couple of dribbles and fired a jumper from the right wing. And we're tied once again at 16, 5.5 to play in the first. Jarrell Eddy at the top of the key. Quick handoff to Alfonso McKinney. No look pass to Will Bynum. Steps in for three. Ring it up. Will Bynum from downtown.
And great three-pointer by Bynum, but an unofficial assist to go to Jarrell Eddy for a great screen on McKinney to free him up.
19-16 Bulls with the lead. Catch and shoot three. Ring it up. Jonathan Holmes, the big man. His second three of the day. And once again, tied at 16. Alfonso McKinney, behind the back pass. Alec Brown for three, in and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Charge. Kay Felder on the fast break. Directing traffic down the left baseline. And the reverse layup is good. Coast to coast, Kay Felder. Sweet reverse layup off the right glass.
And if you're Will Bynum, you can't let a guy go baseline on you. Absolutely not.
21-19, Canton first lead of the night. Aaron Thomas, left corner. Out to Alec Brown. Will Bynum with it. Steps in, fires another three. Well short. Air ball, not even close to the rim. Charge on the fast break. Felder shifting through traffic. Tried to go up and under with the layup. It's no good, but I've been pressed thus far with Kay Felder in the first. Oh, sweet pass. And the block.
Pace is incredible right now.
What a block by Eric Moreland on Aaron Thomas. The no-look pass from Will Bynum. And on the other end, three's a charm for Jonathan Holmes, his third three of the day. And Canton going on a bit of a run. They're up 24-19.
And some big back-and-forth action there. Kay Felder had a million-dollar move, 10-cent finish, as I like to say. But eventually, the team gets the ball back. Bad closeout by Windy City right there.
Under four to play here in the first. Bulls slowing down the tempo just a little bit. Will Bynum. Low pass to Jarrell Eddy, gives it right back to Bynum. Bounce pass in the paint, Alfonso McKinney. Shot blocked by Moreland. Bulls recover. Alec Brown to Jarrell Eddy, his layup's no good. And the Charge with the rebound, Felder. Out to Holland, another three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Alfonso McKinney, nearly stolen away. Gets it right back. McKinney crosses the timeline. Bit of a high dribble, gives it to Will Bynum. Who crossover, guarded by Felder. Jarrell Eddy with it. Down the left, or right baseline. In the paint. And the block swatted away by Jones.
And right there, Eddie's forcing it. I think he should have kicked it out to reset right there.
Felder open look three, no good. And the rebound controlled by Alec Brown. 3 minutes to go in the first. 24-19, Charge with the lead. Bynum firing another three. That's no good. And he draws a foul. Veteran move there by Will Bynum. Disgusted look by Roosevelt Jones, not happy. And we get an official's timeout, 2:56 to go in the first. High tempo first quarter of play, Canton 24, Windy City 19. We're back after this on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I'm Alec Brown, center for your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportsDownChicago.com.
Just like the song, a high-tempo first quarter here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, 24-19. Canton with the lead, 2:56 to go in the first quarter of play. We got a sideline report. Let's toss it to Callan Michkowski. Callan.
Well, guys, Coach Lenzer was looking for some more spacing from his team. He was also looking for Alec Brown to get some more shots from the elbow. And as we know, Alec Brown can definitely stroke it. So that's all I got. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Colin. And Alec Brown, the seven-footer, has the ability to shoot from beyond the arc, but I agree there with head coach Nate Lenzer. You'd like to see Alec a bit more inside and get some more high-percentage jumpers.
I definitely agree, because taking the opposing big away from the basket is a big part of why Alec Brown shoots threes. But if he's not making those shots, then you want to make sure he can have a nice mixture so he can have some variance in that offensive game there.
Will Bynum at the free throw line, a rare miss in his first attempt. Second free throw is good. Again, Will Bynum drew the foul, shooting three free throws. Second one good. He's a 91% free throw shooter. Bulls down four. Third free throw on the way for Bynum. Takes a deep breath and strokes it, nothing but net.
And I like getting to see a look at David Lawrie, new Windy City Bull here, as well as Wesley Saunders, a familiar face.
Ball nearly stolen away by Aaron Thomas. 24-21, Bulls trail by three with 2:44 to go. Holland pump fake. Couple of dribbles from the free throw line. Open Luke three from the left corner. That's no good for Cameron Jones. And the Bulls have it. Will Bynum at the top of the key. Crossover, lost the handle. Out to Wesley Saunders, who just checked in. Low pass to Bynum. Off the Lowry screen. Bounce pass intended for Lowry, stolen away. Hitting the floor hard is Moreland. Good defense. Nearly tied up by Will Bynum. And ends up finding Jonathan Holmes. Holmes, Williams. Bounce pass in the paint from Moreland. Holmes, catch and shoot. Three, ring it up. Fourth three-pointer of the quarter for the big man, Jonathan Holmes.
And good contest from Bynum, but it was not his man. So the Windy City Bulls out of sorts on their rotations defensively right now.
Trailing by six with 1:50 to go in the first. Saunders try to go into the paint. Finds Lowry in the left elbow. Posting up Moreland. Bit of a low pass to Alfonso McKinney. Takes a dribble. Right wing jumper's no good. And a high rebound by Holmes. Holmes, the big man, trying to go coast to coast. He's fouled. I like the ball handling skills there by Jonathan Holmes. He's fouled. That will be the fifth team foul on the Bulls.
And I like Windy City going into the low post on the other end down there. It's good to start establishing an inside presence early on.
And early foul trouble. Yeah, really foul trouble for the Bulls. Duye Dukins checking in. No correction, no really foul trouble. That was a foul on, I believe, Alfonso. No, Jarrell Eddy was charged with the foul. No.
And poor defense there from Aaron Thomas. Got beat on the backdoor cut, didn't get his hand up either.
29-21. Holmes with the layup inside. Minute 15 to go in the first. Wesley Saunders down the left paint. Firing an off-balance jumper. It's good for Wesley Saunders.
And we've really seen Saunders evolve over the season into a bit of a playmaker. So it was nice to see him get back to his familiar scoring roots there.
Final minute of the first quarter. Holland to Moreland. Pass nearly stolen away, but Williams recovers for the charge. Oh. Duye Dukin just checked in as well as John Octius for the Bulls. Holmes from the top of the key. It would have been a two. His foot was on the line. It was no good.
Basketball's like a hot potato in Holmes' hand right now. It's going up as soon as he touches it.
Wesley Saunders in the right elbow. Finds Duye Dukin, top of the key, catch and shoot three. Short, no good. Lowry tried to get the rebound. Moreland recovers for the charge. Here's Mike Williams, guarded by John Octius. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. About a 7-second differential, game clock to shot clock. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 15 on the game clock. Williams with 5 on the shot clock. At the top of the key, finds Moreland inside with 1 on the shot clock. The reverse layup for Eric Moreland off the left glass. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Octius finds Saunders to Aaron Thomas. The top of the key three is no good. Wesley Saunders, a three attempt from the left wing, was no good. It wouldn't have counted anyways. And that was a quick first quarter of play. High tempo offense from both sides. Canton has the lead, 31-23. Take a break. Start of the second quarter is next on SportstownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School.
I'm Jonathan Hood, from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio, from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
I think it was paying attention to detail, knowing guys' tendencies, knowing who's the most effective person out there on the court, who they're looking for, and doing coach coverages correctly. I think last game was our best game as far as communication-wise, just being early, loud, and continuous, and where guys are alert and they know their coverages.
Start of the second quarter here at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates. Windy City Bulls basketball on a Wednesday morning. Bulls trail Canton 31-23. Will Bynum talking about Monday's defensive performance, in which the Bulls had a 57-30 lead at the half, arguably their best defensive performance of the season. Bulls going right to left on your dial to start the second quarter. Aaron Thomas, bounce pass towards the free throw line to David Lowry. Puts up a jumper, that's no good. Nice job by Wesley Saunders getting a tip. Bulls keep the ball. Lowry, low pass to Aaron Thomas. Ball goes off of his thigh, out of bounds. Thomas tried to get an explanation from the official, didn't like it, and just waved him off.
And that was a beautiful bounce pass right there from David Lowry. I really like to see that big passing to the little there. We got to get more motion going towards the basket, which is what you see right now in the second quarter.
Lowry had 16 minutes in his Bulls debut Monday night. Kay Felder lobs it up in the paint for Moreland. Finds a wide open man in the right wing. It's good. Ring it up. Cameron Jones from downtown. And now it's an 11-point lead for the Charge, 34-23. Thomas, guarded by Jones. Couple of dribbles. Fires a jumper towards the free throw line. It's short. Moreland touched it last. And, oh, the officials are going to say last touch by Duye Dukin in the Bulls. Dukin upset with that call.
And I like the lineup Windy City has out here right now. A lot of shooting on the floor around Dave Villari, who I'm assuming is going to be the main low post presence.
Minute gone by here in the second quarter. Felder across the timeline. Gets the ball right back from Moreland. Crossover guarded by Octius. Finds Jones down the paint. Floater no good. Air ball and a rebound. Aaron Thomas. Past the timeline. He crossovers. Finds Wesley Saunders driving down the paint. Goes behind the back. Lost the ball. And Aaron Thomas recovers from the right wing. Right baseline. David Lowry. Finds a wide open John Octius towards the key. Aaron Thomas stutters, takes a dribble, fires a three. It's good. Nice job there by Aaron Thomas to take that extra dribble.
And that was beautiful. That's what Coach Linzer means when he talks about floor spacing. You see Thomas one pass away, drains the shot.
And on the other end of the floor, the jumper no good by Mike Williams. And the Bulls recover. Aaron Thomas. Underhand pass to Wesley Saunders. Back to Thomas. Left wing three is no good. Moreland gets the rebound for the Charge. And quickly gives it to Kay Felder, who crosses midcourt. And fires a three from the left wing. It's good. Kay Felder from downtown.
And that's why you want to have an agile big. You see David Lowry did not want to come out to contest that shot on Felder at the risk of having a switch. And you see Felder drain the three-pointer.
9 points for Felder. Just over 9.5 to play here in the half. 10-point lead for Canton, 36-26. Wesley Saunders in the paint. Lobs it to John Octius, who drove down the paint. Shot was blocked, but he'll head to the free throw line. Good defense by Eric Moreland. They're going to charge the foul to Mike Williams as Jarrell Eddy will check in for the Bulls. That's going to send John Octius to the free throw line. Did not play Monday night.
And if that foul is indeed on Moreland, it's been a few times tonight I thought he actually had a clean block and it's went the other way there.
Octius, a 70% free throw shooter, makes the first. Moreland with just one foul. Bulls 9 of 26 from the field, shooting 34%. Canton 15 of 26, 57% from the field in the first half. Octius, second free throw, good. And the Bulls trail by 8, 36-28. Kay Felder, guarded by Octius. Bounce pass at the top of the key to Roosevelt Jones. Out to Cameron Jones. Back to Felder. Dribble. Fires a three from the top of the key. It's no good. Saunders with the rebound. Pushing the pace. Saunders. Lost the dribble. Down the baseline. John Octius tried to put a floater through a double team. Ball didn't go through. David Lowry got the rebound. Used his pivot foot and missed the layup off the left glass. Cameron Jones on the fast break. Oh, Jones, last second pass, stolen away by D.A. Dukin. Dukin finds Wesley Saunders with the layup. I'd say it was more of a layup than a dunk.
Looks like Cameron Jones forgot what team he was on there for a second. Passed it directly to D.A. Dukin.
Hey, he passed it in midair. And it was stolen away. Good job there by Dukin. 8.5 to play. Bulls trail by 6. Jones down the paint, swatted away by Jarrell Eddy. Dukin with the rebound. Here's Saunders. Behind the back pass to Duye Dukin. Down the left baseline. Duye Dukin with the sweet layup off the left glass. Right-handed layup. And Nate Reinke calls a timeout. 8:17 to go in the first. And the Bulls trail by 4, 36-32. We're back after this on SportsTownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Nights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the...
.8:17 to go in the first, 36-32. Bulls trail by four. Let's get updated on a sideline report. Here's Colin Michkowski.
Well, guys, Coach said that he wanted to use Duye Dukan a lot more, and Duye Dukan is a 52% three-point shooter. That leads the D-League. Going back to you guys.
All right, thanks, Colin. Bulls at one point were trailing by 11. Have cut the deficit to four.
And I can definitely see why Coach Lindsay would want to get Duye Dukan going. Team shooting 3 for 11 from the three-point line at this time.
And Duye leads the D-League in three-point field goal percentage. In his short stint with the Bulls, Duye Dukan 52% from beyond the arc. As Canton has it, coming out of the timeout, Kay Felder. Lob, no good on the layup left wing. David Lowry gets the rebound. As you can hear, an enthusiastic crowd at the Sears Center. 8 minutes to go in the half. Wesley Saunders, crossover from the top of the key. Right corner to Duye Dukan, a couple of dribbles, the floater well short. Fighting for the loose ball, last touched by Jonathan Holmes, and the ball goes out of bounds. Bulls basketball trailing by four.
And it's interesting, when you see Jarrell Eddie running off of screens, Canton appears to be sending two guys to run him off of the three-point line. Something to keep an eye on.
Octius inbounds underneath the basket, lobbed it to David Lowry. Lowry down the paint, and a good little runner there by David Lowry the third.
I was waiting to see what you were going to call that shot, Julio.
What would you have called it? Layup no good by Williams, and the Bulls have it.
I like it. I like runner, post-runner, maybe post-floater.
I may have to trademark that. I'll file the paperwork at halftime. Jarrell Eddie catch and shoot three. Nice pass. Little handoff from John Octius. And the Bulls regain the lead 37-36. Just over 7 minutes to play in the half. Working quickly, Kay Felder down the baseline. Puts up a little floater himself. Almost elevated himself. An extra push from Felder, the left-handed floater.
And you can't let the little guy get a shot up over you from the low post, but Felder's an explosive scorer.
Almost a mid-air extra pump from Felder.
A double jump, if you will.
38-37. Lowry, left elbow in the post. He spins again, spin left, now spun right. And a whistle and an offensive foul is called.
And I thought it was going to be a travel on the multiple spin moves there.
What do you think of the kicks of David Lowry?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Julio. The last time I saw Lowry, he was actually, I believe, on the Delaware 87ers.
Yes.
And he had, like, some Easter yellow shoes. He loves the Antas. So I believe that's some Anta bright silver shoes.
Okay, Felder down the paint. Got the whistle and one. Kay Felder being guarded by the much taller David Lowry. They're going to call a foul on John Octius, I believe, or Jarrell Eddie. No, they're going to call it on Octius. And Kay Felder at 5'8", maybe, as he makes the three-point play. He does a good job, good post presence. It's guarded by a taller Jarrell Eddie at 6'7".
And Felder is just able to combine some explosiveness and athleticism despite the small frame.
He converted on the three-point play. Ball stolen away from Dukan. Williams fast break up and under. The layup is good off the left glass. John Octius hit the floor on the defensive end. And after regaining the lead, Canton charging right back to the lead. 47-43-37. Over six to play in the half. Octius down the paint, left side, fadeaway is good. John Octius in the left baseline, the right-hand floater.
Pick and roll, it's the oldest play in the book.
Under six to play, Williams lobs it up to Jones. They swing it around, Holmes down the paint, up and under is good. The big man, Jonathan Holmes at 6'9", looking like a point guard in the paint.
And you see Kay Felder gets fired up right there. That was a Cleveland Cavalier-like possession with that precise ball movement.
Octius, Duke in left. Left wing three is no good. Wesley Saunders, good job. David Lowry did a good job fighting for the rebound. Missed the putback, but Duye Dukin, third chance bucket's good. He's fouled, will head to the free throw line.
And you see Windy City able to convert that offensive rebound, but it came from gang rebounding with multiple guys hitting the boards right there.
Duye Dukin heads to the charity stripe. 4 points already today. And Dukin's second free throw. Dukin converts on the three-point play. Surprisingly, he's a 66% free throw shooter. And the Bulls trail by three, 45-42. Mike Williams has it for the charge, guarded by Wesley Saunders. Off the screen, Williams fires a three. That's off the mark in the left rim. And the Bulls, Jarrell Eddy, steals the ball away from Gerald Beverly. Eddy out to Saunders, finds Duye Dukin, catch and shoot three. Pretty stroke by Duye Dukin.
And that's a beautiful possession. You see Jarrell Eddy showing off that multifaceted skill, putting it on the floor, and eventually leads to the wide open three.
Dukin with 7 points. It's going to be 8 points now. First three of the day. Felder, crossover, fires a jumper over the head of John Octius. It's no good. Octius with the rebound. We're tied at 45 with over 4 minutes to play. Octius bounce pass to Wesley Saunders. He was blocked from behind. Rebound and the putback's good. Saunders was blocked from behind by Jonathan Holmes. But a nice job getting his own rebound and the second chance bucket.
And it was great that he stayed with it. Is it the shoes, perhaps? He is wearing Air Jordan 3s, I'd like to add.
Up and under. Williams shot blocked. Good job by Saunders. Gets the rebound, goes behind the back. Octius has it, who passes the timeline. Jarrell Eddy thought about the catch and shoot three, and they move the ball around. Duye Dukin, low pass to Saunders. Ooh, a bit of an erratic pass by Wesley Saunders. Was tipped out of bounds by Roosevelt Jones, and the Bulls will inbound cross court.
And even though the ball goes out of bounds right there, I'd rather have too many passes than too few, so I like the idea right there.
That's one of the things assistant coach Bobby Luntz talked about with our TV sideline reporter Jamie Newell. Wanted the Bulls to not only put more pressure on the offensive end, but wanted more touches on the offensive end. Octius down the baseline, shot blocked by Moreland. Gets his own rebound and tosses it up to Kay Felder. Felder directing traffic.
And Moreland's just a beast down there as we see him carve out some space in the low post.
Couple of dribbles. Moreland guarded by David Lowry. The right-hand hook shot is good off the glass. A whistle. Well, delay a game is called. And Canton ties the game once again at 47. So the Bulls regain the lead, but can only hold on to the lead for about less than a minute or so.
Yeah, and the pace of this game is really, really keeping up to what we're used to seeing in the D-League here.
Already over 90 points in this first half. Octius lost his dribble. Quick handoff to Jarrell Eddy. Swings it to Duye Duke in the right wing. Driving down the right baseline. Shot blocked. They're going to call it goaltending. Moreland charged with the goaltending, and the Bulls regained the lead 49-47.
And you see David Lowry was a little upset on that possession. He wanted the post-entry pass, but just couldn't find it. Moreland's absolutely a beast down there on the block right now. He has a simple jump hook that appears to be able to be thrown off from either shoulder.
Just over 3 minutes to play. Moreland gets his space in the left post. Fires an open three. John Holland missed ball. A loose ball rolls out of bounds. And they're going to say Jarrell Eddy touched the ball last. Eddy, with a stern look at one of the officials, did not like the call. Mass substitutions coming in as Alec Brown and Alfonso McKinney, along with Aaron Thomas, re-enter the lineup for the Bulls. I believe Will Bynum as well. Almost like a hockey line change there on this substitution.
Reminds me of when Calipari used to sub in five guys over at Kentucky.
Kay Felder up and under in the paint. He's fouled. We'll head to the free throw line. And I've been impressed with both Felder and Moreland. We'll elaborate more coming out of the timeout. 2:59 to go in the half. Timeout Bulls, 49-47. Bulls with the lead. We're back after this on SportstownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
I'm Farrakhan Hall of your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Try Chili's new Smokehouse Combos today. Your choice of meats like the world-famous Baby Back Ribs and Signature Chicken Crispers. Or try the new famous like Jalapeno Cheddar Sausage and house-smoked bone-in barbecue chicken. All piled high on a tray with home-style fries, new roasted sweet corn, garlic toast, and homemade in-house-made pickles. It's a meat lover's dream now at Chili's, chillin' since 75. And Michael, that live read made me a bit hungry there. As it's 49-47, Bulls lead, under three to play in the half. Canton, the D-League affiliate of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and GM LeBron James. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just kidding there. But they had a huge loss the other night, losing Andrew Bogut. Andrew Bogut.
Yep.
Eric Moreland ranked fifth in the D-League in the D-League prospects to watch list. Do you see a point where maybe Cleveland takes a flyer on him?
I think as you get down the stretch around these last 20 or so games, depending on what Cleveland's thinking, I think you could see him be called up, especially if Bogut is waived. Moreland's blend of athleticism and his defensive rebounding is really suited for playoff basketball, I would say.
Kay Felder at the charity stripe. He makes the first. Felder has been assigned and recalled several times. He was recalled 2 days ago and then assigned yesterday to Canton. He missed the second free throw.
And I remember Felder from his college days at Oakland. What makes him so tough to guard is the fact that he's a knockdown three-point shooter, so you cannot run out at him hard as you want to when you're closing out.
Yeah, he was a draft pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers this season. Missed the second free throw. Bulls have it. Aaron Thomas with an erratic pass intended for Alfonso McKinney, stolen away by Moreland. 49-48, Bulls with the lead after the Felder one of two from the line. 2.5 to play. Bounce pass to Moreland.
And look for Moreland to get it again on that left block.
Holland, pass intended for Felder, goes out of bounds towards the right baseline. I'm sure LeBron is scouting, watching a little D-League action, checking out Eric Moreland a bit. Or do you think he assigned someone and then has them write notes?
I could see LeBron in the crowd maybe with a little bit of a fake mustache or some sort of disguise on.
Long hair maybe. 49-48, Bulls have it. Aaron Thomas maybe lost his balance. Feeds it to Alfonso McKinney. Crossover down the right wing. Towards the corner. Fadeaway jumper no good. Fighting for the loose ball, and it goes out of bounds. Nice job there. Veteran play by John Octius. Tipped the ball and made sure it went off of Cameron Jones. And the Bulls will inbound right of their basket.
And that's a shot we haven't seen Alfonso McKinney take a lot throughout the season. It's just part of seeing his confidence grow. Step back jump shot didn't fall, but I like McKinney looking for a shot.
Octius on the inbounds pass intended for Alec Brown, but a bit too low, and Moreland has it. Moreland fast break up and under, no good. A bit too low, nearly took down our camera guy Chris Rouse, and a good job there by Rouse. We get a collision. Will Bynum hit the floor hard. Hurt his wrist there a little bit. Kudos, though, towards our TV cameraman, Chris Rouse, on the Canton end of the floor. Hit the floor hard, but kept his camera and he kept the shot.
And I'm glad we finally got to shout him out, because I saw him avoid a spill narrowly in the first quarter. He's been really working today.
Being a cameraman's a tough job sometimes. 49-48. Bynum has it for the Bulls, going right to left. Octius, Alec Brown, corner three, well short. Felder has it. High pass for Jones. Left paint. Fires a jumper, no good. Couple of tips, and it goes into the hands of Alec Brown. 90 seconds to go in the half. Octius working quickly. Bounce pass to Alec Brown. Long range jumper is good. His foot was on the line. And the Bulls lead by three, 51-48.
And once Ken gets up a three-point shot, the Bulls are going to need to wedge rebound, try to make sure they're pushing Moreland further underneath the basket. He's just too much of a problem on the glass right now.
Holland. As we approach the one-minute mark, he fires a long-range jumper behind the free-throw line at the high post. One-point lead for the Bulls. Under a minute to go, 51-50. Bynum lost his dribble. Bounce pass in the paint. John Octius is fouled. The shot wasn't even close. It led to the free throw line. That's going to be charged to Cameron Jones. And that's Jones's first, sixth team foul on the charge.
And I like the pass by Bynum there, because the Bulls have been settling, it feels like, for the primary action in the offense all night. You see Octius there, the cutter, most likely secondary coming from the wing there. I like the play a lot.
Octius makes the first. 5 points in the first half. Former Purdue standout John Octius makes the second. I'm sure he's proud. His Boilermakers clinched the regular season Big Ten title. 53-50. Bulls with a three-point edge. 45 seconds to go. Felder hands it off to Holland, guarded by Octius. Dribbling, finds Moreland. Jones nearly lost it. Moreland recovers. Eight on the shot clock. Moreland looking for someone. Finds Jones in the corner with three on the shot clock. His three as well short, and a shot clock violation. Good defense by Windy City.
Excellent defensive possession, and you finally see them being able to pressure Moreland, get him out the comfort zone a little bit, push him off of that left block.
103 points thus far in this first half. Bulls with the three-point edge. Fonzo McKinney inbounds it to Will Bynum. But a two-second differential, game clock, the shot clock, 19 to go in the half, 15 on the shot clock. Bynum just slowing it down, 10 on the shot clock now, 10 to go in the game clock.
Screen roll with McKinney.
Bynum, Alec Brown, right corner three, in and out, no good. Not sure about that shot selection, even though he was wide open. Nice job, John Octius steals a pass intended for Holland. No foul called, and that does it for the first half of play. A quick pace to this first half. A lot of scoring. 103 points in the first half. Bulls lead after one half of play, 53-50. Coming up, we'll toss it upstairs to Bill Downing and Brett Gogol for the halftime show. That's coming up next. It's so early, I'm losing my train of thought here, Evan. It's halftime. We're back after this on SportsTownChicago.com. Bulls lead by three.